leaving the cabin. Farson had been out a couple hours when Omaro curled up by the fire pit and fell asleep. Mibby was paranoid to sleep with that Farson fucker. He might cut our throats in our sleep. He went outside and he walked around the lakeshore, sometimes veering off to explore animal and man-made paths. That's when he saw a glimpse of golden light. He looked left and saw a deer bolt off. A brief glimpse, but no ordinary deer. Mibby was sure he'd just seen the spirit deer. He went back inside to shake Omaro awake gently. He beckoned for him to come along outside. The rain had stopped before dawn. The morning was filled with the sound of water dripping off the branches. Mibby told him about the spirit deer, and Omaro checked out where he had seen it. He found the heart-shaped hoof tracks, and he covered them up with brush. He said he must protect the deer, and he will stay in the woods to watch over things. Mibby shook his hand and said he is off for his long walk home. 3 hours in the chill of morning. He went back to quietly gather his gear. Farson was still asleep with his head on the table. The room reeked of stale farts. Omaro was nowhere to be seen when Mibby started his hike back. He never saw Omaro again, but he encountered his work 3 weeks later.